we're glad you're here. And so let's just jump right in. What is your assertion?
My assertion is audio is the new frontier of marketing, and that has major implications for us as individuals, for brands, and why not? Let's talk about Alt-MBA too. What are the implications of that for Alt-MBA?
It's perfect. And I think that's the reason why we're all here when we chimed in. So let's dive a little bit deeper into this. And I'm going to go ahead and give you the floor for the next couple of minutes to break this down for us. What do we need to know, and why you had this inspiration and this insight?
Sounds good. Folks, I am Andre Piazza, Alt-MBA 4, Austin, Texas. You know, and today's a sunny day in Austin. You know, today's talk, we're going to cover a few topics. We're definitely going to cover that piece of, you know, why is audio so relevant for marketing for us as people. And but before we get there, I wanted to invite you into a couple of things. First, for interaction. So if you're, you know, in Zoom now, you know, get ready to type stuff into chat. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions as we go here. And the other invitation is to go on a journey to understand how humanity has evolved, you know, their patterns of creating and consuming information and entertainment. So in order to do that, let's start with the very beginning of it, which was the auditorial tradition. So through millennia, this is how human beings created new information and shared that, and also how they kept and stored that information through oral tradition, right? That was the case, you know, since the inset of humanity, and that was the case, this is still today, you know, this is how humans shaped each other's narratives. And that is the way also that the fate of a lot of peoples around the world were determined by these oral traditions, by these mutual shared and beliefs. Then there were books, and books were a revolution because people could be communicating everything that they wanted, and they could keep that much, much longer, all that information and all those things that they had to share. But there was a problem with books. It was really hard to keep up with them. So someone thought they had a solution for that. And that was selling you something that was composed of 20 plus very large books, very heavy. And they were supposed to be the single source of truth about events, about people that happened in the past. And each one of us would subscribe and receive every year another one of those large books in which they would be telling us about the things that happened over the last year and also about the things that they had made mistakes before in their previous printed editions. So that was not convenient, but it was a source of truth about humanity, information, what happened. There was another thing that became very relevant to people. It was not only the truth about events and others, but the truth about the right here, right now. So this is, you know, about geography, location, and this is about what's happening right now and what is relevant to the people around that. Another revolution, another thing that people subscribed to and people paid attention to, and leaders were formed. In parallel to all that, as much as we had access to paper, we could be keeping up diaries in which we would be developing our own lists. We would be, you know, jotting down our own realities, developing our own narratives and worldviews over time. And, you know, this is interesting because this is the source of truth to each one of us. This is your personal source of truth right here in a diary. So it's no surprise that the moment that people had access to digital media, one of the things that flourished and bloomed were blogs in which you could be keeping up this personal source of truth in the digital medium. Well, in parallel to all that, there were other forms of medium that were other forms of media that were expanding over time. So we have here two of them, the radio and a phone. The radio was important because we could be getting information about it right here, right now, but that could be possibly extended to much larger people that were very, very far. So it had a reach that were very much, expanded over what a printed media could have, as far as the right here, right now. And it was the source of truth in which you could only not only cover the right here, right now much faster, but you could actually add, bring back that component of storytelling and auditorial tradition. The phone was a solution for the fact that people wanted to communicate one-on-one. And, that could break the dimensions of space. It could be chatting with someone simultaneously and exchanging information. Well, that was also about to be disrupted. So, the journey to disruption to that particular type of media starts with an iPod. We could be talking here about the company, the brand that put this together. We could be talking about the design. We could be even chatting about Steve Jobs and Jonathan Ivey. But here, what's really interesting about this are two very unsung things. Number one, this device was 100% dedicated to entertainment. And number two, in the picture, we have something that people take for granted, which is an earphone. Before Apple came with that earphone, this is how earphones used to be. They would come in a very, you could be taking everywhere, and they would be, pretty much this size. Very comfortable, these ones, by the way. And this is how much cable that was involved in that process. So not something that you could be carrying around easily. And by the way, look at this thing. This is like, something that you can probably plug on the wall almost, it's gigantic. So that was a revolution, and that was, the iPod was so successful, and part of the reason why it was so successful was the fact that they were able to develop earphones that we could take anywhere. So remember that when we're going through our journey through audio, right? There were a couple of other steps, through there, but really this image is telling you that if there was no iPod, there wouldn't be an iPhone. And without an iPhone, there wouldn't be any kind of smartphones nowadays. So iPod, an entertainment device, highly focused in audio, was the precursor to all this revolution that happened in terms of smartphones. You can see from the picture, how sizes developed and how capabilities, especially information. Look at the size of this screen and, the very finite amount of information that you could fit in this screen. And look at this, the amount of colors and, the amount of information that you can carry in your pocket right there. Very convenient. So in parallel to all this, there was another revolution happening in terms of television, which was an evolution from the radio, right? Because it was able to keep up with the right here, right now, at the same time, reach even broader locations. But there was something about the TV, which was, it was extremely expensive for them to be able to generate media for this type of device. And it was fairly non-inclusive, right? Because, you needed to make a large investment. So that type of media was in the hands of just a very few people that controlled the stories that we were being told all day long, the type of news. Our source of truth was what these very few people decided to tell and put in front of us, right? Well, things also got disrupted here until a couple of guys came up with a YouTube in which you could be uploading your own digital information, and that would be kept in their own servers. And that became a massive change, right, that we're still experiencing nowadays through social media. Well, there's something else brewing in terms of audio, and now we're going to understand, why audio is really that type of revolution in terms of marketing for people and brands. It all started with Siri, right? It came to our phone. It was funny and entertaining to get her into the spot, right? She wouldn't be able to respond to us, or she would come up with interesting lines. Then there was Alexa, and there was also Cortana, and then there were the devices that followed, right? Amazon, Alexa, Echo being the first one with a very interesting design, 360 degrees, supposed to be following you around, every single room that you were. So they can capture information 360, and they can deliver information also 360 into that space. No surprise that, the recently launched Apple HomePod does the very same thing. It is 360. It has audio capabilities and microphones really 360. So it is supposed to be, sitting everywhere we are. And before we really understand, what's happening here in terms of trends, let's talk about Gary Vee. Probably all of you know Gary Vee. In case you don't, meet Gary Vee. And I'm going to ask you to type on the chat, what is Gary Vee doing in this picture? Keep it simple. Just want to get, perspective coming from you at this point. Do we have anything, any entry on the chat? Is it just me, or we don't have chat enabled here?
Andre, I don't see the chat button either, so I think we're going to have to chat this one out loud.
Let's do it. Keep it short, one or two words. What is Gary Vee doing here?
Blogging.
Okay, what else?
Documenting.
All right. Sounds good.
Attention.
Good. Like all those angles. What else, folks? Do you see this? How about the yellow cab in the background? What does that tell you? He's in New York, right?
Big commuting.
Time. Commuting, right? Okay. He's on the go. Fantastic, right? So you could be saying things like, hey, he's listening, he's getting entertainment. You can say even things about, where he's going and all that, right? If you know Gary Vee, you know that he is hustling, right? That's his thing. That's what Gary Vee does. But there is another thing that is very remarkable about this. What else is Gary Vee doing here? And let's get that angle of attention. What's happening here?
Andre, can you put that photo up again, please?
Oh, yeah. Here we go. So Gary Vee here, right? What else is he doing?
He's very likely documenting his life or whatever he's doing right away.
Cool. He likes vlogging. He likes, connecting Facebook Live, Instagram stories, all that kind of stuff. But what is remarkable about this picture is that Gary Vee is hustling, and while he's doing his thing, he's consuming information and entertainment on his very own terms. And this is why audio is the next thing. This is why audio is so powerful. It is because it's non-intrusive. You have 100% of control over what you're consuming and when you're consuming that. And by the way, you could be multitasking. You can be doing your thing. You could be driving. You could be, going from a place to another. You could be even chatting with others, right? While you keep consuming that type of information, right? So it's extremely convenient. You have 100% of control. And this has major impact, the impact of storytelling in human beings, right? We know for a fact that this activates the areas in which, we see reality and we create and shape our own narratives. So that is why audio is the next thing in terms of marketing. Because not only there's all these levels of convenience and control that are given to people and not to the brands, unlike television, unlike other medium like social media, fully consumed with what people are paying ads to, this is what you choose to do. And this is what is going to be happening next, right? Let's circle back into the story of a device. Someone cut the cord of the earphone, and they call that the ear pod. So, you know, that is a sign that there is something happening here. They want you to be plugged into audio all the time. I came across this picture very recently. So this is a professional, and he's got something around his neck that is speaking to him as he does his own thing. So elements of convenience that are just breaking through right in front of us, right? So let's talk a little bit about podcasts, which, you know, let's not fool ourselves. It's not the only type of a medium when it comes to audio, but it's a major one. And let's do that, you know, vocal check with you. You know, how many people listen to podcasts on a monthly basis in the U.S.? U.S. only, how many people listen to podcasts in the U.S.? Numbers.
Can you give us a range?
Yeah, millions, several.
Several millions,
I think dozens. Starting to give away the answer.
Wow.
All right, folks. Yeah, go for it.
All right. I don't know. You said dozens, so I just thought, I don't know, maybe 24 million, 36 million?
Good. Multiples of 12. You know, I like that. You know, let's think a little larger than that. Research is telling us that 67 million people in the U.S. alone listen to podcasts. 42 of those, which is not a multiple of 12, but it's very close, right? 42 of those listen to podcasts weekly. This is major, folks. I'm not going to go into the details, you know, of, you know, all these stats I'm going to leave behind my presentation so you can learn about all these details. But the major point here is that in average, those 47 million people listening to podcasts weekly listen to in average to 4 or 5 hours of a podcast. Many episodes, many different podcasts, but they listen to that for 5 hours. So this is a major venue for you to tell your stories and shape people's narratives and worldviews that at the end of this conversation, I'm going to invite you to reflect on as Alt-MBAers, right? So that presents a tremendous opportunity, not only for brands to shape the way that we see things, we perceive our problems, and how they could actually come in with, you know, proven solutions for those problems, right? Which is, you know, the marketing and sales problem, but also how we as individuals perceive and experience reality, right? 5 hours. To what do you devote 5 hours? For what do you consent to give five hours of your time and your attention to, right? This is tremendous. So I'm just going to go over and wanted to show you this visual here in terms of content marketing. Some of you are related to this. Some of you, you know, are not really interested, but, you know, three big circles here, one for one media in which, you know, we own and control what we create. Another one that is paid in which, you know, we have to pay some kind of media or vehicle to feature. And finally, you know, the one that is earned and that reflects, you know, how people react to the things that we told them before and, you know, their experience with our personal brands, right? For example, right here, right now, this is earned media for me. I was invited, right? There were reasons why I got invited here, right? So, you know, that part of the experience is really interesting because it's unlimited and it's also very trustworthy, right? What people are talking about a product, right, after they have experienced that has major impact into how we make a purchase decision, which is something that people are paying, right, vehicles to influence us, right? But here's where the audio opportunity really is, which is, you know, your own media, right? So if you're a brand, you could be creating content that people spend several hours in a captive audience, and you're going to be shaping the way that they perceive the world, and you're going to be creating and bonding over the realities that you're talking about in the experience as well. Right? Several brands are going through that process of establishing podcasts. sometimes even, you know, paying another company to create a podcast for them. Now in the beginning, you know, few examples here, NASA, Purina, and Walt Disney Company. I do not know about you, but one of my biggest disappointments was to realize, you know, as a kid that Mickey Mouse had that type of voice. So I'm hoping that in their podcast, Mickey Mouse doesn't speak, right? Here's another example that I ran into yesterday, which is, you know, big brand in the US, Charles Schwab, financial company, right? Talking about investment advice, banking, trading, investing, right? And they put together a podcast that is pretty much made by one of the Heath brothers, right? Dan Heath, they wrote Made to Stick, Switch, How to Change When Change is Hard, Decisive, and they have, you know, the Power of Moments book now. Very good stuff, highly capable guy talking about decisions and behavioral economics, which is something that the brand Charles Schwab is interested in creating a connection and trust with, right? As far as people, as I promised you, we have also an opportunity, right? This is our opportunity to showcase thought leadership via audio. Because just like we are in this situation right now, you're listening to me. You're getting all this information and you're either connecting, challenging in your own mind, or, you know, you're having a reaction of, I wanted to know more about this. What else do you have to tell us, Andre? Tell us about that. It was super nice when you were talking about all these things, right? And finally, people, you know, this is how I'm going to be opening up for, you know, Q&As. And also, you know, for your feedback, right? Because let's make it, you know, not, you know, a very auditorial experience here, right? Alt MBA wise, one of the things that really caught my attention as I was concluding Alt MBA was, so what is the process that Seth asked us to trust as the very first thing? What is that thing? And we even had a conversation during Alt MBA 4 in which people were, you know, in this situation right here, right? Zoom, and people were sharing, you know, hey, my view of the process was this. This is what I gathered and all that. So I went back and I started to listen to Seth when he was giving a talk, you know, on video, or in moments that he was actually going into a podcast. So I did a whole lot of that. And I was paying attention to, you know, his routines and how he described what was the process. So in short, I'm going to put out a definition of what the process is, which is, you know, you evolve your own narratives and worldviews by writing as frequent as you can to the point that you're being transformed in the process. You step up, you level up in the process, right? So that is one way, and I'm not saying that this is the only one. But this is something that, you know, comes across very consistently when you listen or read Seth Godin. And my invitation to you is, you know, how us, Alt MBAers, how can we use this medium, podcasts, to evolve our own worldviews and narratives in a way that is not only me talking my things, but also in a way that I'm interacting with more people. I'm going to leave you with that. Let's see what you have to say.